Good afternoon, and for those of you who are joining us by phone, welcome to Citizens June 19th, 2019 FMAP Board of Governors meeting. This meeting is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register and is recorded with transcribed minutes available at our website. Once again, if you are on the phone, please do not place this call on hold. Press star 6 to mute your line and pound 6 to unmute your line. We will convene now with roll call. Chairman Aubuchon?
Here.
Governor Brown?
Here.
Governor Capps?
Here.
Governor Dunbar?
Here.
Governor Holton?
Here.
Governor Castrol?
Here.
Governor Rivard?
Here.
Governor Shenz?
Here.
Governor Wortman?
Here.
Chairman, you have a full quorum.
Thank you, Barbara. And members, our first order of business is approval of the prior meeting's minutes of December 12, 2018. I will entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Any objection to the motion? Hearing no objection, show that motion is approved. I will now recognize Jennifer Montero to present the audited financial statements.
Thank you, Chairman. Behind tab 2, you'll find the audited financial statements. You'll find first, actually, the report to the Board of Governors, which actually includes a communication to those charged with governance, a communication on internal controls-related matters, and the management representation letter. There is a divider, and after the divider, the financials. The opinion, the financial statements present fairly in all material respects the financial position of the plan as of December 31st, 2018 and 2017, and the changes in its net assets and its cash flows for the years then ended in conformity with accounting principles generally accepted by the United States of America. So it's an unqualified opinion. On page 3, total assets were $525,194. Liabilities, $20,177, with unrestricted net assets of $505,017. On page 4, the statement of activities and changes in net assets. So revenues are consist of annual assessments of $450 on residential insurers. There were 560 residential insurers that were charged the $450 assessment, so our revenues totaled $252,000. Total expenses, which are detailed on page 8, are $156,602, leaving us with a change in unrestricted net assets of $95,398, and net assets at year end are $505,117. And I will pause there for any questions.
Governors, any questions? Governor Dunbar.
Just a few questions. So it's $450 per insurer, right? That's the, okay. That was put in place in the 80s when it was?
86.
And it hasn't been adjusted, right, since then, or has it?
No, it's still, it's always been 400. I check every time.
And so I'm not advocating fee increases or anything like that, but 1986 to today, the population growth and a whole bunch of other things, do we have enough money really to accomplish the objective of FMAP? I mean, are we really able to move the ball forward, or are we short resources?
You know, this is Steve Bittar for the record. FMAP is the little engine that could. I think with the meager amount, as you've noted, that we collect, I think we manage it quite efficiently, and we have two programs within FMAP, as reflected in the annual report, that really do make a difference. It's a little effort from our perspective. We have portions of 2 employees' salary dedicated to this. We were required by law, as you know, to stand up this program where consumers basically will register online, and then at that point, agents have access to the database for those registries, and they can then go make offers. So from our perspective, the oversight is very minimal. We simply maintain this system, and it really happens behind the scenes, if you will, outside of Citizens, but Citizens ultimately benefits. So from our perspective, I think it makes absolute sense to continue the program at the current costs, because we are more than, as Jennifer showed in the financial statements, covering our costs and then some. We do have some plans, quite frankly, to modernize the website a little bit, so you might see us expend some resources next year towards that. But again, well within the confines of the budget that we've been able to collect and manage, and I definitely feel it makes sense to continue.
Are there any things that we could do that we have been recommended in the past or come through consumer input that we haven't taken on? Are there additional things that we could do that you would recommend we do?
Yeah, I will tell you, there were some significant changes to FMAP when we launched the clearinghouse. As you'll recall, the clearinghouse passed in 2013. We stood that program up in 2014, and that had a significant impact. Previously, FMAP used to be much more, I will say, successful, just because we had a third program whereby citizens owned the policy expirations of our entire book of business. The agents did not own that. In 2014, with the passing of the clearinghouse, those expirations moved to the agents. And so one of our programs within FMAP was retired, whereby if I were an agent and I had a private offer to make to a customer, I could get a download of all citizens' policies, and I could, in essence, take a customer away from another agent by moving them out of Citizens. We no longer have the ability to do that with the passing of the clearinghouse, and as shown in our clearinghouse updates, that's been very successful, and I think that was more than a fair trade when all is said and done. So for us, I don't feel there's much more. We're participating, for instance, at the FAIA convention. We've got a booth, so we definitely try to market this program to allow agents. You can get free leads, and we partnered with the Realtors Association for other consumers. So we have some marketing efforts in place. We also have some plans to revamp the website, and those are the things that we'll definitely bring back to the board in future years.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are we getting a sense that the clearinghouse may have made FMAP obsolete? Should this be a legislative item that we bring before the legislature to consider repealing FMAP?
I think it's a fair observation to make. You know, with the clearinghouse coming into play, there was a major portion of FMAP that no longer has activity. That is noted without a doubt. But there are still the free leads that you can get by customers registering. And as you can see, the 2018 results have had an uptick compared to 2016 and 2017. And that's minimal effort on our part. We field phone calls within the customer care center. We bill those charges back to FMAP. Other than that, in the website, when you look at the fact that we've been able to transfer almost $300 million of coverage that would have come into Citizens to the private market just from answering a few phone calls and standing up a website, I still think it makes sense for us to continue the FMAP program, because that's risk that would have come into Citizens otherwise. And again, add that to what's happening with the clearinghouse, add that to what's happening in depopulation. I think it takes a multi-pronged approach in order to keep Citizens as right-sized as we possibly can, and this is just one creative avenue that allows us to continue that approach.
Thank you. Further questions, comments? Okay, let's move to the action item under tab 3.
All right. As you'll see behind tab 3, I have included a copy of the FMAP annual report. We're required by plan of operation to file that with the Office of Insurance Regulation annually before July 1st. The recommendation is for the FMAP Board of Governors to approve the 2018 FMAP annual report and authorize staff to take any appropriate or necessary action consistent with this action item for a submission to the OIR as required by the FMAP plan of operation.
And governors, having heard the recommendation, do we have a motion? We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Any objection to the motion?
Second.
Hearing no objection, show that motion is approved. I'm assuming there is no new business to come before the FMAP board today. And with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move adjourn.
We have a motion and a second. Without objection, show that motion is approved. Thank you to staff. Thank you to the board. We are adjourned.